Anybody else? Join me in an attitude of prayer followed by the Lord's Prayer. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for this little church. We thank you for its openness and its warm heart. And we do practice what used to become like a advertisement for the United Methodist Church with open hearts, open minds, and open doors. And we need to practice that. We need to do that. It shouldn't just be a cliche. It needs to be something we really do. And I'm just grateful to serve in a little church that opens its doors and opens its heart to the people, not only around us, but around the world, because we have a biblical mandate to encourage one another in the faith. And we thank you for that. As the disciples realized when Jesus was walking with them that there were some things that he was doing that they wanted to imitate. And whenever he went off by himself after dinner, they said, "Where do you go by yourself?" And he said, "Well, guys, you know, I'm God in the flesh. I told you that, and you believe that. So since I have all the human tendencies and being fully God, I'm like you. I get hungry, I get lonely, I get tired, and I need to take time out to talk to the Father." And they were puzzled, and they said, "Well, can we talk to the Father?" Jesus said, "You sure can. And I'm going to give you a model prayer to line up with as you come to the Father to talk to him as we pray the prayer Jesus taught. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever." And all of God's people said, Amen.